A family outing. At the moment, Anthea is in the bathroom. It is Saturday morning. She is spending more time than usual in the bathroom. Why is she spending a long time in the bathroom? She is in the bathroom for a long time because her father announced the evening before that they would be going on an outing together today. Are they all going to go on the outing? No, they aren't. Cecilia and Arthur are not coming along, as they are staying with their grandparents for a fortnight. What is Anthea doing right now? She's putting some toothpaste onto her toothbrush. Putting toothpaste onto her toothbrush as she is going to brush her teeth. It is very important for Anthea to have clean teeth, so she brushes every single tooth very carefully. She doesn't like dirty teeth. She wants to have white teeth. When she has finished brushing her teeth, she washes the toothpaste away with water. Then she puts her toothbrush away. What else has Anthea done in the bathroom? She has had a shower. She washed her body with soap and water in the shower. The soap she uses has a nice smell. The soap leaves a nice smell on her skin. Skin is all over her body, and after the shower, it has a nice smell. All people have skin on their bodies, but it doesn't always have a pleasant smell. If skin isn't washed, it has a bad smell, but if the skin is washed with a nice soap, it has a pleasant smell. Using soap is very important. During the shower, Anthea also washed her hair with shampoo. Shampoo is a kind of soap people use for washing their hair. If you don't wash your hair every day with shampoo, it gets dirty. As Anthea wants to have clean, fresh hair, she washes it every day, and she has washed it this morning using shampoo. The shampoo Anthea uses is expensive. Suddenly, Anthea hears her brother, who is standing outside the bathroom door. "What are you doing in there so long?" he asks. "I also need the bathroom." "Leave me alone," Anthea replies. "Stop looking in the mirror. You're beautiful enough. Get out and let me in." "Shut up and don't be so cheeky," Anthea exclaims angrily. "I've just been in the bathroom for a few minutes." "No, you haven't. You've been in there for 3/4 of an hour. It's a terrible habit you have. Every time we want to go somewhere, you're in the bathroom for such a long time and..." all right, I'm coming out," Anthea says. She has more or less finished anyway, and hearing her brother annoyed is like a little victory for her, so she doesn't mind hurrying. When she leaves the bathroom, Cedric gets in quickly. He's only got about 1/4 of an hour left to put toothpaste on his toothbrush and to brush his teeth, to have a shower and to wash his whole body with soap and water, to wash his hair with shampoo and then to dry it again with a towel, and after all that, to put his clothes on. Does the skin on his body have the same nice smell like Anthea? No, it doesn't, because Cedric uses a different kind of soap. He has to do everything very quickly, and by the time he has finished, he isn't just annoyed with his sister, he is rather cross with her. "Just you wait," he says quietly when he leaves the bathroom. "Next time I'll have a shower for an hour and let you wait." Jack and Jill Harding are already in the living room waiting for their children. Anthea comes next, and Cedric is, not surprisingly, the last to come. "Now that we're all here," Jill said, "are you going to tell us where we are going today, Jack?" "No, not yet. What I can tell you is that you're going to need to take along your anoraks and Wellingtons. Please put on normal shoes and then follow me into my secret cellar. We are going to meet an old friend of mine." When they are all in the secret cellar, Jack looks at the magic mirror and says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, my oldest friend now you must call. A lord of old, you know him well, in the ocean he does dwell. Now take us to his magic hall." The magic mirror becomes dark, then the ocean appears in it, and in that ocean there is a castle on a small island. There are huge waves all around it, and there is a strong wind blowing. Suddenly the wind comes through the mirror and pulls the Hardings away. The Hardings vanish from the secret cellar, and then they reappear in the castle hall. They are welcomed by an old man who doesn't seem the least bit surprised at their unusual way of travelling. He is tall and slim, with long grey hair and a big beard. He is wearing what looks like a long white dress. "Hello, Jack, my old friend. I've been expecting you." "Hello, Merdin. Please meet my family. This is my wife, Jill, my daughter, Anthea, and my son, Cedric. And you," he looks at his family, "please meet my old, no, indeed, my ancient friend, Merdin." Jill and the children looked at Merdin curiously. His whole appearance was curious, to say the least, and that Jack described his friend as ancient was also most unusual. Merdin smiled at their curious looks. He knew exactly what they were thinking. "Welcome to St. Michael's Mount," he said in a quiet sort of way. "St. Michael's Mount?" Cedric said excitedly. "Isn't that in Cornwall?" "Quite right, Cedric," Merdin replied. "Oh, yes," Anthea exclaimed. "I remember now. It's a famous castle on an island." "This may seem strange, but it isn't always an island," Merdin said. "St. Michael's Mount becomes an island at high tide, but at low tide there is dry land between here and Cornwall. In ancient times there was dry land for many miles around, but on the 11th of November 1099 the sea came up so high it washed the land away and destroyed many villages. All the land around was devastated. It was a terrible day on which many people died." While Merdin was talking, the others looked at him. They couldn't believe their eyes. A woman had just walked right through his body as though he wasn't there. "Well, I'm gobsmacked," Cedric said. "Are you a ghost?" "A ghost?" Merdin replied. "I'm no more a ghost than you or your mum. And look, there's someone walking through her now." "This is terrible," Anthea exclaimed. "Are we dead?" "No, no, no," Merdin said. "You're neither dead, nor are you ghosts. You just came here through the magic mirror, and now you're in a different world from the other people around you. They can't see you, hear you, or feel you. But don't worry, as soon as you go back home through the mirror, you'll be like everyone else again." "So we're in a different dimension?" Cedric asked. "Yes, I believe you could say that," Merdin replied. "It may seem a bit unusual to you, but I suggest you just follow me and don't worry about anything." Merdin went ahead through the hall, which was becoming crowded with visitors to the castle. At the far end, they saw people showing their tickets. "Are tickets expensive?" Cedric asked. "Ticket?" Merdin said. "You don't need to buy tickets. You're with me. But yes, I think they aren't cheap. A family ticket is £43.50.
£43 for a ticket?" Jack said, amazed.
"If that isn't expensive, I don't know what is." "Oh, I don't know, Jack," Jill said. "These old places cost so much to run. Where's the money to come from?"
"Not from me, anyway," Jack complained. £43 to see a castle isn't my idea of a pucker deal."
"I agree," Merdin said. £43 does seem rather a lot, but then again, a pound isn't what it used to be. I remember a time when pound coins were made of gold, but that is a different story. Now I want to show you some of the secrets here." He invited them to follow him, and they walked upstairs. On the way up, they came past all sorts of interesting and unusual things which islanders had brought back from wars and travels around the world. There was a samurai warrior, a mummified cat, and some guns and uniforms from World War II when Japanese soldiers attacked Burma and India. British soldiers protected India, but they needed 4 years to liberate Burma. When Burma was liberated again in 1945, that beautiful country was devastated.
Victory had come at a very high price. "What's that strange sound?" Jill asked. "That's the giant's stone heart," Merlin answered. "It's deep down below the castle walls. Many people visiting the castle look for it, but you will only hear it if you're invited here by me. I'll tell you all about the giant a bit later. First, we're going up to the terraces to enjoy the marvelous view." When the Hardings reached the terraces high up on the castle walls, they were amazed. "Oh, look at that, Jack," Jill said delightedly. "Isn't it lovely?" "Indeed it is," Jack said, looking across the sea to the mainland. "And look at those wonderful gardens down below," Jill said happily. Jack took one look and then quickly stepped back from the wall as he felt dizzy. "I take a shower every day. I wash my body with soap and my hair with shampoo. Do you take a shower every day?" Anthea said that she took a shower every day. She said that she washed her body with soap and her hair with shampoo. She asked Cedric if he took a shower every day. "Yes, of course I do. And I brush my teeth every day. I brushed my teeth with a toothbrush and toothpaste this morning. How about you?" Cedric said he did. He said he brushed his teeth every day. He said he had brushed his teeth with a toothbrush and toothpaste that morning. He asked Anthea if she had done so too. "Of course, I brushed my teeth with a toothbrush and toothpaste this morning. First, I held my toothbrush under the water tap, and then I put toothpaste on it." Anthea said she had brushed her teeth with a toothbrush and toothpaste that morning. She said she had first held her toothbrush under a water tap and then put toothpaste on it.